What's up, everybody? Welcome back for another episode. Hey, today I'm going to talk about my top three basketball picks that are under $50 in their raw form that I think you should be looking into and investing in right now. The basketball market is starting to steady out, and I'm definitely looking to invest right now during this dip. But without any further ado, let's jump into it. My name's Boris. This is the Hobby Box. Guys, make sure you stop what you're doing, smash that like button, hit subscribe, turn on the bell notifications. That way you know when all my videos are coming out. Hey, I'm posting videos every Tuesday and Thursday. Sometimes I have some videos coming out on Saturday as well, and you want to stay tuned for those. Again, I'm bringing other people in as well and trying to bring great content in this off season just to prepare you for investing and for flipping in this upcoming basketball season. If you do want to take it to the next level, make sure you jump in our Discord. Again, that description is in the link below, but you want to get connected with people who've been doing this for a while. I'm in there personally as well. You can shout out at me and ask me questions. You know, we've got buy, selling, and trading, and we're also doing some PSA submissions as well. So jump in. The Discord link is in the description below. With all that being said, let's jump in. So starting with number three. All right, guys. Well, number three, we're talking about Mr. Jason Tatum. Man, Jason Tatum, what else can we say about what happened this past year? Definitely took a great, strong step forward. We're not going to go into tremendous detail because I talk about this guy all the time. Go to Basketball Reference. Check out what he did this past year. 23.4 points per game, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Again, all the details are here for you to take a look at. So these are just kind of what I've seen him step forward as well. You know, this isn't the only factor that goes into why I think you should be picking up this particular card that we're going to talk about today. And, you know, I really do believe in this upcoming year, they'll be back in this playoff run. So I do think, in my opinion, that the Celtics will have a good run into the playoffs next year, and we will see some great, awesome opportunities for Jason Tatum as they move into those playoff runs next year for the East. What I'm looking at and just looking at, you know, the prism is a little bit out of the range of $50. So we're looking for that opportunity. To me, the opportunity is here in the select. So select rookie cards. This is actually a great card that everybody kind of gravitates towards. A lot of people do like this design, specifically the concourse. The way select work, it has three tiers. You have your concourse, you have your premier, and you have courtside. Now, as I look through select through these past years, usually premier is the one that gets the least amount of love. Usually concourse gets a good amount of love, and courtside gets great love from those who are more collectors and looking for a little bit more of that rarity. Again, select only comes out in hobby, so these do have a smaller print run than what you're going to find in optic and in prism. So, really great card here, great looking card. You're going to be able to find these for under $50 in the raw. Again, I'm looking for ones that are centered and have great corners and edges and surface as well. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to study the PSA 10 format of this card and look and see if this card matches up with a PSA 10 format. Ask lots of questions to the sellers. Also, you can look at what else the sellers have for sale. If they have a lot of PSA slabs for sale, generally, typically, that's a negative sign for me that they just didn't see that this card was worthy of rating. So definitely take a look at these on eBay. You can pick them up for less than $50. At the beginning of this year, you could have picked this card up for $20, graded PSA 10. At its peak, we could see it reached up to about $428.50. Guys, this is a no-brainer. You know, you do a 20-day, you buy this card for $50, you sell it in, send it in for grading. You're looking at a $75 investment and something that could turn around to being 500 when this upcoming season happens. Right now, these PSA 10s are selling for around $235. Again, this is kind of more of that base, the new level for them. Great option, in my opinion. Jason Tatum has a great future. The Celtics will most likely be back on that Eastern Conference, working towards the finals. All right, guys, jumping into my number two offseason pickup during this dip. We're going to be talking about the man, the myth, the legend himself, Kawhi Leonard. Guys, Kawhi Leonard had a fantastic year this past year. Now, during the bubble, that kind of unwrapped itself, and they didn't look as great as they did throughout the season. Here's why I like Kawhi Leonard. We'll take a look at his basketball reference here. Guys, this past year, 27 points per game, 7 rebounds, 4.9 for the assists, 47% from field goal, and 37.8 field goal 3 percentage. Look at all these accolades right here for Kawhi Leonard. This guy is most likely going to be a Hall of Famer. He's on a team that is built right now. We're going to have a coaching change in this upcoming year. I don't know how far that sets them back. You know, they were pretty high up in the Western Conference, and I don't think this is going to bring them back too far, to be honest with you, in my opinion. I still believe that this is going to be a great just investment, especially with the range that you can get this card in. Again, look at all these accolades here for Kawhi Leonard. The Celtics, I do believe, are going to make it back to that Western Conference. So we're going to see a lot of hype built around them, and this card is going to definitely be selling and moving around this upcoming year. The card I'm looking at right now is the Kawhi Leonard 2012 Hoops. This is a great card that you can grab right now, raw form, you know, between $30 and $50. I say $50 because if you find a great Kawhi NBA Hoops looking card, it's probably going to be more towards that $50 range. Expect somewhere in that range. But definitely this is a card worth, in my opinion, worth investing in. I'm telling you, they're going to be back next year. So take advantage of this dip. We saw what happened when the Prism kind of got out of the price range. These cards definitely started rising and rising as we went into the NBA bubble. Most of these cards for the Hoops, they're selling right around that $30 range. So $23. I mean, man, even some of these were like $15. And here you go, $49.95, one bid here. Under $50, you can grab this card. Let's take a look at Card Ladder and see what this card did at its prime. Guys, at the beginning of this year, you could have bought a Kawhi Leonard Hoops PSA 10 for under $100. It was $60, okay? At its peak, you had almost a $1,000 card right here. Some people massively jumped in at the beginning of this NBA bubble here, $994, $972, and $999. I see massive potential. This PSA 10 right now currently sitting right around $400. So you're looking at an investment, again, of under $100 for a PSA 10 here. You know, if you have a good eye, definitely study these like crazy and go ahead and make a move on this if you like this investment. Again, you have to do your own research, but Kawhi Leonard, great, great player, definitely going to go down as a Hall of Famer. He's already had two championships. If he wins a third on this Clippers team, that'll be three from three different teams. It's definitely going to put him up there and the greatest of all time talks. For me, he's kind of far from there yet, but with three championships, that dialogue is going to change. So take advantage of this while you still can. All right, guys, let's jump into my favorite pick on this for my top three under $50. This man needs no introduction. Mr. Kevin Durant. Guys, Kevin Durant, what an incredible player. We're taking a look at his accolades right here. 10-time All-Star, 2-time NBA champ, 2-time Finals MVP, Rookie of the Year. Man, this guy's just really good, guys. Just based off of what he's done already, you can see down here his summary of what he's done in his career: 27 points per game, 7 rebounds, 4.1 assists. I mean, this guy is a great all-time scorer. Basically has been discussed as one of the greatest in the world playing basketball. Now, this past year, he was injured. He stayed off. A lot of speculations of when he would return. And he didn't return in this NBA bubble. We really wanted to see him. But, you know, that's a good thing for me, to be honest with you, because he had more time to rest, more time to recover. Guys, just listen to me really quickly. There is going to be so much anticipation, expectations for Kevin Durant. Now's the time to jump in on Kevin Durant during this dip. If anything else, if he doesn't come back and be the same player that he was, look at the accolades that he's already had. You're going to serve yourself well by investing in him. The best investment for Kevin Durant, I think, that under $50 here would be this number 2008 Topps rookie. Most of these you're going to be able to find under $50. I saw one that went for over $50, but I'm looking more at the ones that went for bid. And a lot of these went for just around 39, $37 for $50. I will buy this all day. You know, there is variations to this. This is the one that is very common. There's a black one that is that as well. That's a little bit common as well. I think that one, it might be a little bit more rare than the white. The orange is the most rarest one. I don't really like the way those look. A lot of people tend towards this white. The hobby decides which ones look better and which ones they like more. And it seems that they like these white ones more. Let's jump over to Card Ladder and see what happened with this card in this past year. Again, this time last year, these cards were selling for under $60. PSA 10. The card went up to $2,000 and then it started dipping. And guys, realize that this is without him playing any NBA basketball. This card is selling for right around $900 as a PSA 10. That is a great return of investment if you're looking at grading. Again, you're under $100. What I would do with this card, to be honest, I would send this in as a 5-day. Anything Durant, I would probably send in as a 5-day because you're going to end up getting charged anyway, and you might as well get the card back faster, in my opinion, because if it gem mints, you're going to pay the upcharge. Definitely look at that as an opportunity to do a 5-day. And at the end of the day, I'd rather get my card back faster, especially if it's going to gem mint 10. They're going to upcharge for something that's going to be this card by the time they get it back, especially a 45-day. Don't even do that. By the time you get this card back, it could be up in that $2,000 range again. You're going to pay what you should have paid for a 5-day. So just some words of wisdom there, something to think about and to look into. But guys, Kevin Durant, all-time prolific player, great investment. Definitely look into this. All right, guys. Well, that's going to conclude today's podcast. Just want to thank you so much for listening all the way through. We'll be having shows every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure you hit that follow button and be on the lookout for the new shows. Thank you so much, and you have a great one.